was without any savings. I felt like my life was falling apart because everything looked to me like endless darkness. I could hear people telling me things like, "If you do not take care of yourself, you might also die quickly, like he did." The noise outside was terrifying. People around me started to give me deadlines since they believed that my husband had died of a deadly contagious disease. This was too painful. I could feel it in my heart and soul. It was eating me up. I was not physically sick, although to them I looked like a dying widow. That was just the dying of the outside and the birth of a new life. It is from that point that I realized I had choices in this world. Even my in-laws proposed that I should surrender my kids to them and carry on with another life. Then I mustered the courage to say no to their wonderful offer. It seemed to me as a way to disempower me. I just could not imagine giving away my own family responsibility and give my unfinished work to my in-laws. So I took courage and declined their good offer. I am very grateful for it today, however. A thought kept running through my mind at the time. If you're given a task, make sure that you do your best. Do it so well that there is no detail which is left untouched. "I am not giving away my responsibility," I said to them. "I have to take my chances and try again." This was my reply, even though I did not have any resources at the time and did not know almost anything. But I did know one thing for sure, that I would take care of my kids and could not give in so easily. After being left alone in my lonely world, I had nobody to consult but myself. By going within me, with my deep desire to know who I really was, regardless of the noise outside me, I defined myself. It was easy for me to see that I was a daughter of a supernatural power who deserved love, healing, peace, and courage to survive and to bring up my children. I began my journey by living from the inside out, by looking inward and feeling the potential that I had, in spite of the fact that the outside world was defining me otherwise. I started with what little money my late husband's friends had contributed as condolences, although the belief behind this kind of money in my country is that one should never use it for business, but only just for food and clothes. I did not believe in that, so I used the money to start a small business and to take care of my kids during the hardest time.